Many thanks to our organist, Jane Shelgren McFadden, who has been leading us in some great old Swedish songs that are great for our heritage and our gathering here tonight for the class of 1964. I'm David Spong, in case you didn't recognize me, and glad to be here with you tonight and to be presiding as one of the presiders along with Linda Hammerberg Willett as we remember our class members and those who have died, and also just being together to share in this time of a wonderful, wonderful friendship and renewing of friendship. So what a great time we have together. Biz Johnson Ekholm is our chair of our planning committee for our reunion. And Biz, I'd like to invite you to just say a few words of welcome and give us a few ideas of what's happening next.
Thank you, Dave. Well, welcome too to all of you. It's just a wonderful, wonderful chance for us to reconnect, and that was our planning committee's hope for today, and to have fun and get back on campus and do some wonderful things together. I too welcome you, and I'm so pleased to see so many of you here. Following this memorial service, we will stay here in the chapel for photos for our class. And then after the photos, we're going to head on over to the presidential suite in the new football stadium, where we will party with food and drink and friendship and fellowship. And part two of the evening, we will then head on down to the Arboretum for the program for the evening. So I hope you all will join us and have fun. And then, of course, don't forget to get up tomorrow morning. We have brunch at 9 o'clock with a wonderful speaker. So I hope to see all of you then. And again, thank you so much for coming and being a part of this reunion.
You may remain seated for the invocation and prayer. We meet in the name of Jesus Christ, who died and was raised to the glory of the Father. Grace and mercy be with you.
And also with you.
We look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Today we come together to remember before God our classmates who have passed from this life to the next. We come to give thanks for their lives and to comfort one another in our sorrow. We pray together. Eternal God, we thank you because you not only made us in your own image, you brought us into community, giving us friends and family. Today we remember especially friends, classmates, and what they have meant to us. We grieve their loss and treasure the memories we have of them. Meet us in our sadness and fill our hearts with your grace as we commend our classmates to you. Please stand for the opening hymn.
Thank you.
to remember each of our classmates by name, let us proclaim the promise of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, then from my flesh I shall see God. We declare it with joy. And with the Gospel of John, we remember the words of Jesus, who said, I am the resurrection and life. Those who believe in me, though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. The peace of the risen Christ be with you always. Let us share a sign of that peace.
Thank you.
As the names of our classmates who are deceased are read, we will light a candle in memory of each person. Let us pray. Gracious God in heaven, we give you thanks for your servants we now name before you. We praise you as we reflect on their lives and cherish our memories of them and the times we had together. We thank you for giving them to us to know, for we have seen in their friendship reflections of your compassion, in their joy, demonstrations of your goodness, in their lives, signs of your good work, in their love, glimpses of your eternal love. Help us to treasure them and remember them, trusting that you are a God who treasures and remembers each of us always. We pray through Jesus Christ our Lord, who died and rose again and opened the gate to life eternal, to whom be praise forever. As the names are read, a candle will be lighted and a bell will be tolled. We remember also this evening that there are some who have lost loved ones in your own families that you remember today. People who are missing from among us, who are not able to be here because of health issues. And there are many issues which we bring to our Lord in our prayers and in our thoughts at this moment. And may the tender love of Jesus bring comfort to all who grieve the loss of dear friends and family members.
Mary Jones Anderson.
Lorraine Sponberg Hoffman.
Marsha Berg Conrad.
Roger Dahlberg.
Julia Jorgensen de Greer.
Irvin R. Dotson.
Charles M. Edwards.
Cecilia Erickson.
Hope Walford John Erickson.
Harold A. Felspar.
Jim Foster.
Olivia Mo Hansen.
Judith Carlson Harder.
Ruth Thigpen Hokanson.
Lee Hollingsworth.
Stanley W. Holmquist Jr.
Robert Hughes.
Barbara Rohrbach Jensen.
Bertman E. Johnson.
Wilma J. Johnson.
Sandy Bodke Lipke.
James A. Matchin.
Pat Anderson Milgram.
Charlene Ryla Rotchick.
Robert E. Oyen Jr.
Fred C. Olson.
Bruce Palm.
Dennis L. Pearson.
Terry D. Pearson.
Norton Peterson.
Marjorie Johnson Putnam.
Gerald W. Rara.
John Tiedemann.
Dean R. Treichel.
Karen Holmberg Wilson.
We're visiting Joanna tonight, Joanna Langer-Keene, and Emmy was so kind to step forward and sing. And glad that you're a part of the group tonight, Emmy. So that's great. Emmy Hansen, have a look. Thanks to John also for being our candlelighter, John Johnson, and to all of you who are part of this service. And as we close our worship this evening, we say, let us go forth in peace and trust in the goodness and love of Almighty God.
Thanks be to God.